My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to stop using the word busy. Now, I know that busy seems like a useful way to describe our full and active lives. But because I write and talk about time, I've become aware of just how overused that word is. Think back to the last conversation you had with someone about how life was going. I'm guessing the conversation went something like this. Hey, Dave, how was your weekend? Oh, you know, busy. Or, Nancy, haven't seen you in a while. How's life? Oh, busy. Then you respond with how busy you've been as well. It's kind of funny if you think about it, and one of the points of conversation is to find common ground. And if both of you are extremely busy, then you probably don't have time for each other. So what's the point? Of course, I know people tend not to mean busy in the sense that they have no time to talk with the other person. It's more a statement that you have a lot filling your time, which means that demand for your time is high. And since people need you professionally and personally, life is going well. Busy tends to mean fine. But I think it's worth striking busy as the default response when someone asks you how life is going. First, it's not really helpful for moving the conversation along. Specifics are better here. If someone asks how your weekend was, instead of saying busy, you can say, great, we tried that new Mexican restaurant at the mall with some friends and it was pretty good. Your colleague might volunteer that he likes Mexican food as well. And next thing you know, your whole team is going out to compare the different types of guacamole at that taco stand down the street. Or you find out that the neighbor you're telling this to is friends with the owner of that Mexican place at the mall. Next time you go, you're getting free margaritas. None of this might come from simply deeming the weekend busy. I think the more important reason for getting rid of this word, though, is that life is all about perception. The more often we say we're busy, the more we come to believe it. We start to believe we don't have time for the things that matter to us. We don't have time to pursue that passion project, or take night classes, or go for that promotion. We're so busy, how could we possibly volunteer regularly, or host a book club, or all sorts of other things that would add joy and meaning to our lives? And even more insidious, when we believe that we're so busy, we can find it hard to relax. We feel like there's always something else we should be doing. So when downtime appears, we'll fill it with whatever is right in front of us. Probably big chunks of that stuff doesn't have to happen, but try telling that to someone who's wedded to the identity of being a busy, busy person. I know this is easier said than done. I can stop using the word busy easily enough, especially when people ask me about my weekend. But getting rid of the scarcity mindset about time that it represents is a different matter. Like anyone else, when I'm looking at a long list of work tasks and then I realize that, hey, my four kids all have places they need to be and lengthy school assignments and whatever else, I can feel frantic. It can feel like there isn't enough time. But time just is what it is. I try to repeat a phrase that I wrote into my time management fable, Juliet's School of Possibilities. Juliet, the mentor figure, tells anyone who asks that I have all the time in the world. I love these words. I have all the time in the world. Rushing just makes me feel rushed. Talking about being busy makes me feel busy. It may not be true that time is abundant, but we're much better off telling ourselves that, because all of time is a negotiation with others, with the clock, with ourselves. In any negotiation, we come out better when we go in knowing we already have what we need. Everything else is just a bonus. When time feels abundant, we make wise choices with it. We revel in spending time with people we love, and we devote any time we can to our passions. When we feel busy, we're less likely to do that. So try listening to yourself today. Do you use the word busy all the time? What are you trying to convey by that? Try being more direct. If you need help, ask for it. If you have more obligations for a day than seems like they'll fit, see what you can jettison. But at least for a little bit, try getting rid of the word busy from your vocabulary and see what happens. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.